This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Japan will release more than 1 million tons of treated water from the stricken Fukushima nuclear plant into the ocean. Japan's government on Tuesday approved the plan, a controversial decision coming after years of debate following 2011's disaster. The release is not likely to begin for several years and could take decades to complete, but it has sparked concern in neighboring countries and faces opposition from local fishing communities and anti-nuclear activists. Japan's government argues the release will be safe because the water is processed to remove almost all radioactive elements and will be diluted. It has support from the International Atomic Energy Agency, which says the release is similar to the disposing of wastewater from nuclear plants elsewhere in the world. Countries in Africa are lagging in vaccinating its people against the COVID-19 disease, and experts say vaccine manufacturing must come to Africa to combat both the illness and future health emergencies. The experts are meeting virtually this week with officials including African heads of state, international finance figures. They're finding a way to bring more manufacturing to the continent. While Africa has reported a relatively low number of cases compared to other regions, it has seen the world's slowest rollout of vaccination campaigns. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says one quarter of the world's vaccines has gone into the arms of Americans, and the developing world has been far less fortunate. He says more than 700 million vaccine doses have been administered globally, but over 87% have gone to high-income or upper-middle-income countries, while low-income countries have received just 0.2%. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com and follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.